There's so much to be said about reparatory justice, but in the spirit of paying tribute to our elders, please let me invoke the words and spirit of Sir Hilary Beckles from his speech delivered in New York at the United Nations on the 10th of December 2014 on the occasion of the International Decade on People of African Descent, which unfortunately is still fully valid today. The silence of the enslaving nations and their political allies must be broken and their denials ended. Then, and only then, will African descendants breathe freely the air of life and justice. Dr. Martin Luther King, in his iconic I Have a Dream speech, said the following: "We have come to our nation's capital to cash a check. America has given the Negro people a bad check, which has come back marked insufficient funds. Today, I call upon the world to take notice that Dr. King's reparatory justice claim is as alive as the power of his dream. This 21st century will be the century in which the world will be called upon to atone with reparatory justice for the crimes against Africans and their descendants. These legacies continue to cripple and squeeze the air from our lungs. Our finest and treasured values, peace, justice, respect, and reconciliation, require that we attain reparatory justice. It will be the basis, the only sustainable foundation upon which 21st century humanity will rebuild this world with peace and prosperity for all. In the name of Toussaint, Mandela, Harriet Tubman, Malcolm, Dr. Luther King, and Maya Angelou, let us all say in this decade, the demand for reparatory justice will be taken through every diplomatic door or taken down the corridors of every court. Let us all then raise our hands in opposition to the violence that denies us the right to breathe and to have justice. Thank you."